407 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter, the Plant
hey,
the Morning
what's
Show.
What's up?
Yes. 6:20. It's time for sports. I do have a sports story, so I just want to give you a heads up. I don't know if you're going to talk about it or
yeah,
not.
Is it good? Because I got good ones. I swear to God, if you waste some of my time in sports with some stupid story.
I only make your sports better. Usually,
yeah,
usually
I don't jump in with your rock news and say, hey.
Usually, it's me picking up the pieces of your broken, tattered, ratchet-ass sports.
A brick.
Good God. You know what? I'm not going to share my story with you now. And it was a good one. Once you take your sports, you shove them right up your... All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I swear to God.
You son of a... As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So whether you're playing sports and you need that halftime drink, or you're watching sports and you just got to stay hydrated, Bud Distributing's got you covered, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a couple stories here. You know what? How about the baseball scores? We do those a lot. Yeah. You guys can look those
There's
up.
There's still
you know
500 games left. We're fine.
Seriously. Yeah. Like who? Really? Who cares? Come on. How about this? Cubs won. There you go. White Sox won. Tigers lost.
Good enough.
There you go. That's what you get for baseball.
Perfect.
Boring ass sport. Anyway, moving on. All right, let's talk about football because, hey, that's coming up here, you know?
Oh.
Let's talk about Stafford. What's going on over there? The Los Angeles Rams struggled during their first joint practice of the week with the Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah, dude. Matt Stafford, Rams QB, threw three interceptions. The offensive line was often overwhelmed. And the run game was not there. Very ineffective. Jeez, dude.
He can't catch a break even in sunny LA, huh?
Just can't catch a break. Is it Stafford? I mean, it was way early to tell.
Yeah, of course. They still got.
Obviously, I'm not going to. But damn, you know, it'd be nice to start off on a good foot, you know, especially being Matt going to another team. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd share that with you. Maybe some of you Lions fans are happy about that.
There's probably a lot of Lions fans.
That bastard left us.
That's what you get, Stafford, you punk bitch. Yeah.
All right, moving on. College football. You know, let's continue on with pro football. Over the weekend, Chargers took the Los Angeles Rams at a beautiful, brand-new SoFi Stadium in L.A. One of the big stories coming out of the game was the fan brawl that broke out in the stands. I don't know if you saw this or not.
God.
But, dude. It's pretty funny. It's basically two guys, you know, it always starts out two or three guys yelling at each other. And you got one lady in the middle, stop it, you know, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. And then one guy gets a beer tossed on him, and then it's just over with, dude. Haymakers. Nobody's connecting until the guy falls forward, you know, down in the stands a little bit. And then, like, four guys jump on him and just start, like, wailing on his back and his kidneys. It's like, Jesus.
Hunter, if I could step in here for a second. Guys or gals, anyone listening, and in your mind, you're thinking, you know what? It's going to really impress everyone if I get into a fight in public.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now. It impresses.
Over my football team. That's even worse.
Over
even better, I should say.
Anything. Exactly. Exactly. So if you're a guy or a gal out there listening right now, and there's a thought in your head saying, I'm going to be everyone's favorite person if I start a fight in public. You're not. No one likes you. If you're the kind of person that does it a lot, we don't like hanging out with you because you're always an issue.
God.
And there's never going to be a time where we're going to look back maybe at this video because this video is out there. All these jerks have this video proof of when they were just being jerks in public, all right? You're going to show that to grandma? Be like, hey, grandma, look what I did over the weekend, all right? You're going to show that to your kids? Hey, kids, look at what daddy and mommy did at the football game. Aren't you proud of us? Knock it off.
Just knock it off. There's a tough guy there, you know? You get a couple beers in him. He's got his jersey on. He's at the game. He feels tough. He always has a certain stance to him, too, like a look. Like, I could tell that guy wants to fight.
Yeah.
That guy's here to, like, piss somebody off on purpose so he could swing at him.
Tell you what, if you are willing to fight over your team, okay? Let's say you're an LA Rams fan, okay? All right? Yeah. Pretty sure, isn't Aaron Donaldson on that team, right?
It might be, yeah.
If you're willing to start a ruckus, okay, over a football team, you should then be punched in the face by the biggest, strongest guy on the team you're fighting for, okay? Okay?
Yeah. I just, yeah, the It's interesting. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see on social media and YouTubes. But yeah, when you're there, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Then you get beer flying everywhere, yeah. Popcorn up in the air.
Like if I was sitting there, I'd be so annoyed. I'd just be like, "Are you serious?" And you see the people trying
to preseason,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Sit down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
So again,
hey, Sid, you got a story?
I do. Yes. Yes. Let me just reiterate one more time. So again, don't fight in public. No one thinks it's cool. That's it. That's it.
Right.
This actually took place. I know. I'm going back to baseball. I know you're not a fan of it. Whatever. But. This is pretty crazy, and we've talked about this before. So, a pitcher took a ball off a bat right to the face.
Aye.
Right to the face.
The dome, huh?
The dome. It was Oakland.
In the face.
Oakland A's pitcher Chris Bassitt. Got his face fractured by this line drive. I actually do have audio, and no, this is not joke audio. I promise this is actually audio from the call when it happened.
Back to Bassitt, oh my goodness. Back to Bassitt, oh my goodness. Back to Bassitt, oh my goodness.
Yo!
So an incredibly scary moment here in Chicago. So Bassitt sits up just a little bit here. So they will take Bassitt off on the cart. And all we can do, folks, is just hope and pray he's okay.
When you hear the crowd react like that.
Back to Bassitt. Oh, my.
Oh, dude, you can hear it hit his face.
Oh, my God.
You can hear it hit the bat, then right follows with it. Oh.
Oh.
You know, I never understood. People clapping after he gets up. You know, dang, I'm hurt. What are you clapping for?
You're clapping because he got up. It's that one athlete that takes it the wrong way. Like, he thinks like everyone's clapping.
Hey!
That he got in. Hey, this is a serious thing. Why are you clapping? No, we're clapping because you got up, man. No. This is a good thing. It's a good clap. You jerks.
It's like they're clapping for themselves. Okay, he's okay. All right, now we can continue to drink beers and eat hot dogs.
He's fine. He's all right. But yeah, Hunter, that's got to be one of the worst pains in sports.
Dude, could you imagine taking a baseball?
Dude.
That's just solid.
Could you imagine having a roided out Barry Bonds just smoking a baseball at your face? Okay.
You know, if something comes at you fast enough to where you can't react, you know, it's coming in hot, dude.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right to the dome.
Oof. And like taking that like in the eye or in the.
Oh, yeah, dude, it'll blow your eye socket up.
Hold on.
I'm serious.
I got to share this story. Oh, I'm so happy I thought of this because this is a memory that will be burned into my brain. Forever. So this was back in middle school days, okay? Mm-hmm. And my brother had one of his friends over, Tristan. I can't believe I remember his name. Anyway, so Tristan and my brother and myself were all in the backyard playing baseball. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my dad played a softball league. He had an old man softball league, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like one of those.
Yep,
so we had a bunch of bats and softballs laying around. And I remember I was sitting over... like playing outfield, right? Okay, but kind of, I wasn't really that far off. I was kind of in line with Tristan, who was pitching to my brother. My brother's a big guy, okay? He's just naturally strong. He's a big old farm boy. And he told, I'll never, ever, ever forget this. He told Tristan, he said, hey, after you pitch the ball, duck, because I have a tendency to hit him straight. And Tristan's like, okay, whatever. So Tristan pitches the softball to my brother. My brother straight up,
ding,
like Mark McGwire in his like prime steroid days, okay? Mm-hmm. He smokes this ball. Line drive. Line drive. This softball hits Tristan in the forehead. Like, I mean, dead center in the forehead. The ball goes up in the air probably 50 feet, okay? Okay, and the sound, Hunter, the sound, because you know softballs are bigger, and they also kind of got that hard feeling to them, right? Like, especially from these old man leagues. Like, it wasn't so much like a leather ball. It was more of like a hard, you know? So the sound, Hunter. The
a little hollow.
Exactly. The sound that resonated through the valley after this ball.
Now was that his head or the ball that made that sound?
I think it was a combination of both. I don't know. But, and then here's the best part. So, ball comes off this aluminum bat, smokes Tristan in the head, flies up 50 feet in the air, comes down. The sound, we're all just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Tristan doesn't do anything. He just stands there for like 30 seconds. And then all of a sudden, he goes, all he knows to do, he doesn't fall down. He doesn't, all he does then is make laps around the house. He just runs
around.
He just
starts running. I do that same thing. I just start running, too. He just took off?
He just took off running. And my brother and I, like, at first we're, like, concerned because I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to have to bury this body on the farm. Like, Logan just killed, my brother just killed a guy.
And he's going to stop running all of a sudden.
At some point, you know, almost like when you cut a chicken's head off and they run around for a little bit, that's what we thought for sure was going to happen. Everything. I remember it was a beautiful sunny day. This will be a memory for me that will always be there. And it was just, it was glorious. It was glorious. And
did he have a pop knot on his head for a week?
I think he still has it, to be honest. I don't think he's fully recovered from getting hit in the face with that.
His head's a little misshaped from that event, huh?
And hey, my brother warned him. He said, duck, I hit him straight. And he kept true to his word. Anyway.
He's right.
All right.
Straight to the dome.
Right to the dome. That's how Tristan died. All right. I took over there, but I had to share this. It's fantastic. All right. Do you have anything else?
No. Well, I got a few more stories. I'm going to save them for the 7 o'clock hour.
Perfect. So. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 1 IRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 724 Brock. Hunter.
What's up?
Good. Can we get to keep removing? Because, of course, I ran too long about stupid baby names. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you ain't going to be thirsty no more. Hunter, while you're doing sports, I'm going to use my... I'm going to use my grip strengtheners because I feel like
What are you strengthening for?
I'm getting ripped, bro.
Are you?
Can you hear it in the back?
You're going to look like Popeye if you do that too much. Just saying.
Well, I got
Major League Base.
Just doing my left arm. My right arm's already big enough.
Right, you need to even them out a little bit. Major League Baseball, hell with it. You know the scores. I'll just say Cubs won, White Sox won, Tigers lost. There you go. Cubs win. There are some games today. Angels going to be Detroit playing the Tigers, 1-10. The A's going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2-10. Cubs are off. NFL news. I don't know if some of you from Detroit are going to like this, or the fans of the Lions are going to like this or hate it. But Los Angeles Rams struggled, boss. Their first joint practice this week with the Las Vegas Raiders. Matt Stafford, you guys know him, right? Threw three interceptions. The offensive line was often overwhelmed, and the run game was terrible.
Here.
So.
And let me real quick, because I know Chris Harry's listening, not doing anything. He's a bum. So, Chris, what do you,
damn.
He's a diehard Lions fan. What do you feel about this? I know. I guarantee he's going to mess with you right now. Chris Harry, what do you feel?
How do you feel
about Matt Stafford choking hard
because he left
in L.A.?
Let's see. Anyway, struggle bus. Moving on, more pro football news. We'll get back to it because he will text you.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Los Angeles Chargers, we'll continue to talk about this, and the Rams took on the Rams at a beautiful, brand-new SoFi Stadium in L.A. One of the big stories coming out of the game was a fan brawl that took out in the stands or broke out in the – dude, have you seen this video online?
Yeah, I watched the video. It's a bunch of middle-aged men who should know better that are obviously drunk at a preseason game. And they're like, F you, bro. F me. F you, bro. And then they fight. And it's just ridiculous.
You know when the guy's arms are straight at his side and he's kind of puffing his chest out? Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it always starts with a beer. The beer was tossed. There was probably from somebody four rows back.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah,
hits him with the beer.
Some guy who's not even part of the fight who's egging everyone on and just,
he's like, the haymakers. Yep. Here we go. Yep. Then you see a bunch of popcorn getting thrown.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's wild, dude.
Sit down, watch the game, and shut up. That's all you got to do.
That was not the only thing wrong at SoFi Stadium in L.A., though. It was blasted on social media because of the terrible, expensive food, including a $15 slice of pizza that was terrible, I guess, and a shriveled hot dog that looks like it had been out in the sun for a day.
That's what they were saying. That's why everyone was mad. That's why those guys were fighting. That's why they're like, oh, this food sucks. I'm going to fight you. Chris got back to me. Do you want me to give you his answer?
What'd he say?
He said it was bound to happen. Great quarterback, but does tend to choke at times. Do you mean every time, Chris? Is that what you mean?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah. I wish the best for the guy, but I think some of the Detroit fans are going to be like, hey, hang on a second. He's choking over there, too?
Yeah. It was just him. Maybe it was him. Maybe it's the Lions' year. Who knows?
All right, moving on real quick. NBA 2K22 video game ratings have been released for some players, and some players aren't too happy about it. Kevin Durant, not too happy. Durant, along with three other players, were awarded ratings of 96, the highest in this version of the game. Durant hopped on social media in a hurry, proclaimed that he should get a 99 rating because I pretty much do everything great. What? Come on, dude. Just be happy with your 96. That kind of pisses me off a little bit. I'm mad about my 96 rating on 2K22.
I mean,
it's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a 72. What do you think that would do to your ego?
Yeah, really, really dropping down, you know?
Yeah, be happy with your 96, man.
So do they just use this as stats to calibrate this from the previous season?
Know.
How do they do it?
It's probably a little bit of that, and probably some tubby guy in the back being like, yeah, give him a 96.
I want to see what the ratings are for this Madden.
Show would be like a 46.
For Madden. Because they do Madden ratings too, right?
Yeah, but those are for football players. I mean, who are you talking about?
Obviously, dummy. Yeah, so do they do it all? Do they do it for soccer, like the soccer games? Not that I'm going to go play a soccer video game. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, honestly, the soccer games aren't bad. It's actually more fun than watching the soccer game, I think.
Dude, can you do that thing where after you score a goal for no reason, you run away from your teammates that are trying to celebrate with you?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
All right, that's cool. I'm down for that.
But yes, they all have ratings. And sometimes it's depressing when you... Dude, just be happy that you're playing a video game and you can choose yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that right there, you should be like, all right, I made it. I did it. I did a good thing in life.
Nah, Kevin Durant sucks.
Yeah, he does. No, he doesn't. He's one of the best basketball players that ever lived.
He's a chump.
But just be happy, Kevin. Yeah. Come on, man. 96 isn't bad. Don't be a little bitch. All right, that's your sports report this morning.
I like it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.